Welcome to How to Build Your Teaching Empire. I'm your course host, Regina Coley. We're going to start this lesson off by learning more about the seven laws of teaching. These laws have been created by John Milton Gregory, and they are the foundation for anybody who is building a teaching empire. The first law is the law of the teacher. So the teacher is the very first person who needs to know the lesson, the truth, or the art that you are hoping to impart on your students. So you yourself as a teacher has to know that subject full well. You've done enough research, you've gathered enough resources, and you feel confident in your competence and what it is that you're going to teach. The second law is the law of the pupil, in which the student takes interest in the lesson. So they are naturally inclined, or quite possibly just their interest is piqued into what it is that you are teaching, and they have a natural interest in what it is that you are going to impart knowledge upon. The third is the law of the language. So the language that you use to teach these classes, it needs to be common to both of you all. I mean, it's really, really difficult when somebody has researched and knows a subject full well. You begin to explain things in verbiage and terminology, and the person who's listening to you is trying to figure out what it is that you're talking about because they don't understand. It's not clear to them. It needs to be common language. And if you are introducing new concepts over time, you can change your language to accommodate where their knowledge or skill is. But think about how you're introducing things in the very beginning. Are you speaking in a language that's easily understood? The next is the law of the lesson. So you need to know as a teacher, how can you break down these really larger lessons or larger concepts into some small bite-sized pieces and parts? Because this is what your student is going to be using and utilizing to learn. So you need to be very comfortable with making things very simple, very, very plain, and easy to understand. And the next is the law of the teaching process. So how do you motivate the learner to mentally grasp the thoughts that you're introducing, or the art or the skills that you're introducing? This process needs to be focused on from the teacher's perspective. And there are four areas in which you should focus on. The first is a positive learning environment. Think about where your student is going to be learning. If that's going to be in a classroom setting, if it's going to be out in the field actually doing the work, if it's over the computer, all of those spaces, a positive learning environment needs to be created. And it doesn't matter if you're doing this in a digital space, a very comfortable learning environment can still be created. The second is understanding first impressions, because once people have learned you and they have an idea of who you are, like they say, you get that one opportunity to really wow me. And if I'm not wowed, I probably won't be back. So, people deserve a chance, obviously, if something wasn't done right the first time or if a mistake was made. But most people tend to go with the person who's wowed them from the beginning. So keep that in mind as you're creating your experience. The third way that you can focus on the law of the teaching process is on repetition and review. What are you consistently repeating and reviewing with your students so that they can learn? And the fourth is, are you creating significant experiences? What kind of activities are you all doing? People learn best when they have an opportunity to center themselves around some really fun and positive activities. So keep in mind that you as the teacher, this is what your students are looking for. The next is the law of the learning process. So you are responsible for integrating new ideas and skills into your students. And so there are three areas that we want to focus on for them, especially if your student is unmotivated. They didn't want to be there. Somebody signed them up for your program or your class, and they're really resistant to learning and changing. So you want to think about, how can you get them aroused? What is it that you can do to spark their interest in the subject matter or in the subject or skill that you all are working on? How can you make this tangible for them so that they're at least slightly interested in what it is that you are speaking about, so you can create good engagement? And then once you do that, if a student has expressed interest, what they're going to do is start to explore that topic or explore that skill in further detail. And that exploration is going to lead to discoveries. And so all three of those things are very critical to the learning process, because you're going to keep doing these things over and over and over again as you introduce new subject matter. So you want to kind of become an expert at focusing in on these three areas, because they are critical to the learning environment that you're creating. And last but not least is the law of review and application. So this is understanding that at the end of all of that learning, at the end of all of that processing or experience, there needs to be some kind of test or evaluation that happens, even if you're just assessing a student's learning by asking them, can you express back to me what has been taught to you? Or can you apply the knowledge and skill that you've been given into something tangible? One of the things that I love most about effective teaching is really being able to give students feedback. And it's hard to give feedback if they haven't shown you that they either know full well or don't know at all the information that you've given them. That gives you a space to say, here's where you can improve, here's where I would focus on if I were you, just really giving some quality information back to the student to help them become better. So think about all seven of these laws of teaching as we discuss this class, as you're building your teaching empire, as you're trying to work your gift of teaching. These are the foundation for where we're going to be focusing on. Again, that's the teacher, the pupil, the language, the lesson, the teaching process, the learning process, review, and application. And we'll get into these in further detail, if not in this course, quite possibly in a lot of our other courses that discuss teaching. But this is a great foundational piece for you to start with.